It seems like they just arrived, treading wide-eyed down your corridors. Now they're grizzled veterans about to leave. We're talking, of course, about summer interns. You've only got them for a few more days. Join us with advice about staying connected is Margot Conrad, the Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. She spoke with Tom Temin.
Yeah, so these interns get a lot of investment by agencies. They invest a lot of time. It seems a shame to let it all go down the drain and they leave and you never hear from them again.
Absolutely. So there are a lot of things that agencies can be doing as these students are wrapping up their internships to prepare them for when they go back to their campus and to really help them serve as a brand ambassador for their agency in the future.
So what should you do with them in these final weeks?
Sure, in these final weeks. So first of all, one of the things I would do is I would recommend that as they're leaving, you really encourage them to get connected with the agency on social media. So make sure they're connected on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on Twitter, so that they're continuing to get information about the agency and that they stay connected that way. There are also great ways. So, for example, here at the Partnership for Public Service, we have a special LinkedIn group just for our interns. And it's nice because interns from last summer and the summer before are all connected and they have their own community and it's easy to reach out to them and share messages. So I think that's a great way to even target that particular group itself. If you have a newsletter for your agency, make sure that all regular communications that you're going to be sharing with your own staff, that you share them with your interns as well. Again, keeping them part of that community. Another thing I'd recommend is that, you know, that they really should be keeping in touch with their supervisors and mentors. So make sure that you ask them, you know, check in with us, send us regular updates about your progress, about your achievements, what you're working on, and encourage your supervisors themselves to be, you know, continuing to build that relationship over time with their students after they've already left.
Because a lot of managers, at least historically, have built what they call the black book, you know, people you can call for potential hiring in a pinch. And it's something you maintain over the years and you have a roster of people you know are talented. It seems like even though they're interns, as they progress in their own careers, you'd want to stay in touch and maybe say, hey, this was a long time ago, but you've had a couple of jobs. We've got a job now and they should be in your black book.
Absolutely. You want to make sure that you stay connected with them and build those relationships over time. You've invested a lot in them over the summer. So if they're really high performing and you think there's a chance you might be able to bring them back in the future, you absolutely want to continue to nurture those relationships. And one of the things that you can do while the interns are still there is to really make sure that you hold some sessions and talk with them about future opportunities at your agency. So make sure that they understand if they are eligible for conversion, how can they be converted? What does that process look like? Do a training for them on USA Jobs, how to navigate it. Help them understand what the other pathways programs might look like. So if they're interested in the recent graduate or the Presidential Management Fellows program, help them understand when in their career they can apply for those programs, what that looks like. Just sharing that information, helping them understand what different special hiring authorities or flexibilities they might be eligible for is really important. That way, when they walk out the door, you know, they really understand what they need to do if they're interested in coming back to the agency.
And how about using them as evangelists outwardly looking wherever they might go beyond this?
Absolutely. So another thing that I would recommend is talking with your students. They're going to go back to their campus and they're going to right away, they're going to be talking with their peers and their peers are going to say, what did you do this summer? So helping them to talk about their experience, what they learned, the mission of their agency, what they're most proud of, their accomplishments. I think helping to equip them with some of that language is really helpful. And then you can think about really building them into your recruitment strategy. So it could be a formal program or a more informal program, but many students will go back to their campus and organizations will ask them to do a presentation on campus to their peers about the work that they did during the past summer, or if an agency is on campus holding as part of a career fair, they'll ask those interns to, you know, to join them and talk to students about their experience. You can also reach out to them really intentionally and say, hey, I'm going to be on campus. I'd love to get connected to these student groups or to someone in career services or someone in a veterans organization in your school. Can you help me make that introduction? So I think there's a lot of ways that these students can really act as ambassadors and really helping to share the message and vision of your agency on campus to their peers.
We're speaking with Margot Conrad, Director of Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And what about getting feedback from them about your agency? They say children, drunks, and fools tell the truth. Well, hopefully these are more like children than drunks or fools, but often you can get a ground eye view of how things are in reality. Is that worthwhile also?
Yes, for sure. So we would highly recommend doing, you know, exit surveys and exit conversations to really understand what their experience was like, and then use that feedback to make some changes to your program in the future. You can also think about, you know, another great way to stay connected to these interns is think about actually bringing them back to come and talk to future interns in your agency. So that's something, again, that we do here at the partnership. We have a whole group of former interns that are going to come back and talk to our current interns, and it's a great way to help share, you know, where are they now? How did they translate their experience after they left the agency? They can talk about, you know, navigating the, you know, federal hiring process in the future and things like that. So I think, again, it's a great way to keep those former interns connected and to be thinking about ways to engage them in your, with your agency.
Does the partnership track future careers of interns? I mean, often you read about someone who may be a SAMMY winner or some other high-level type of accomplishment, and it turns out they were an intern 20, 30 years ago. Do you track what happens to interns over their careers?
To federal interns specifically?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So OPM does track some of that information, the Office of Personnel Management. They have, I think, agencies report that information individually to OPM, and then they aggregate it. So some of that information does exist, and we do know, you know, on a whole, that the number of interns that are converted through the Pathways programs is unfortunately pretty low. We'd love to see that increase. I don't know that we have great data over time to be able to say, you know, 4 or 5 years from now, somebody who is a former intern is now working in government. If they came through a specific program, I think the data is a bit more reliable.
And of course, you know, the in the middle of the summer is when the stores start advertising back to school sales. Most people haven't even left for the beach yet. So I guess the opposite is true now that summer is, at least the end of summer as we officially have it, is in sight. Probably agencies should begin planning for next year's interns.
Yes, that's right. This is a good time to be starting to think about what type of intern cohort you need for next year. You know, ideally, we are proponents of trying to provide paid internship opportunities. Even if you're unable to provide compensation, it's still important to be exposing students to, you know, volunteer opportunities in your agency. You've got to constantly be thinking about that talent pipeline for the future that you're building, and everything that you can do to try to, you know, expose millennials and the Gen Z that's coming in right now to what your government and what your agency mission is.
And I guess you also have to plan for them to do meaningful work while you're there and not just open envelopes and that kind of thing.
Correct. So that does take to really ensure that the type of internship experience is meaningful. It does take a lot of preparation to really be working with your supervisors in advance to think through, you know, what type of, you know, how many interns do you need in your office? What type of work? What kind of skill sets are you going to be looking for? And that way you can incorporate all of that into your marketing and outreach and recruitment strategies for next year.